This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, dedicated to increasing knowledge and engagement in the world's most critical issues. On April 24th, the Council is hosting a conversation with New York Times White House and National Security Correspondent David Sanger to discuss his latest book, New Cold Wars, China's Rise, Russia's Invasion, and America's Struggle to Defend the West. Registration for this event is available at globalaffairs.org/events.
I'm WBEZ reporter Becky Vivi, and we've been asking you to share essays about how this past pandemic year has impacted your life. Here's one from Chicagoan Jen Ping.
I've been swimming in Lake Michigan for a decade, spring through fall. But to escape the pandemic, I've added winter swims, air and water both about 30 degrees, but I float with it. It feels spiritual, a condensed moment of being alive. Well, I have to observe boundaries during the pandemic. In the water, I'm free. Afterwards, when my shivering stops, I'm so full of energy that I'm ready to face any obstacle. Even the pandemic feels at bay. In January, the lake is sloshed with ice chunks, and for 3 weeks in February, it's frozen solid. I found myself swinging a pickaxe to hack open a large hole with fellow swimmers. "Cold but nice," one yells, laying her head on the edge of the ice as if it were a pillow. With the arrival of March, all the ice disappears, but I know I'll swim through all four seasons now. Winter swim have made me stronger, more positive about breaking boundaries and overcoming obstacles.
That was Chicagoan Jen Ping reading her essay about how COVID-19 has impacted her life.